Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Anthony Heron, Score Football Analyst.
But your hope is that your best pass rushers are going to be the guys who more consistently rush the passer, the defensive linemen. But Kyler Gordon as a blitzer, Jaquan Brisker as a blitzer, TJ Edwards as a blitzer, these are guys who have a really innate feel for timing up the snap count of the opposing offense.
Former NFL defensive lineman and Iowa Hawkeye.
Anthony Heron receives credit for it. Tenacious job by Anthony Heron, number 99.
Mr. Heron, I want to compliment you. You're doing a fine job.
Big and Heron on 670 The Score.
Raheemy, Harris, and Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Layla has the day off today. We are talking about a Bears win. Bears 26, Saints 14. The Bears are 4-2. They have won four in a row, and they are staring down the Baltimore Ravens this Sunday. And then it'll be Cincinnati after that. And now joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline is Anthony Heron, CircaLasVegas.com. He does all the things. He works for us here at The Score, Fox 32, the Big Ten Network. And Anthony Heron is also sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the plumbing officials, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. What up, Big Ant?
So, fellas, have you allowed yourself in the midst of this four-game win streak to bask in it, to enjoy it, or do your brains immediately go to the, oh, but, yeah, but? Like, where are you at on that scale?
No. I am fully enjoying it. I understand how rare it is for a team, specifically this organization, to be able to say we've won four in a row and there might be more wins on the runway before we truly take off. And when I say truly take off, it's funny, Ant. We're getting a lot of texts on the text line about how we're being negative, talking about Caleb and that these things are correctable. I was like, yeah, what do you think I've been saying this whole time? I said, Ben Johnson, first of all, let's start with this. My whole thesis for this entire season. First of all, I have COE, Caleb over everything. That's the most important thing on the docket right now. I have full confidence that Ben Johnson can bring the best out of Caleb Williams and that it's going to take time. The quarterback we see in December is not the quarterback we're seeing right now, and that's how it should be. Also, it's not linear, so I don't expect every week to take this big step forward. So I'm completely fine with where the Bears are now. To be honest, I'm just surprised they're picking up as many dubs as they are as they try to sort things out.
And I want to have the Caleb conversation as well, but the big picture aspect of it fascinates me a little bit because we're in a place in the city as a Chicago sports fandom, and I was addressing this a bit on the post-post show yesterday, where I do hope that folks can allow themselves to enjoy the experience of where we're at with the Bears right now. Like, the Cubs had a strong finish to the season to make the playoffs, win a series. That's kind of fun until it wasn't fun anymore. And now on the heels of that, now you do have the Bears continuing to win games while very obvious and glaring sort of deficiencies are there that feel like they can continue to improve upon them. And part of the reason is that we do have tangible evidence that this is a coaching staff and a roster capable of making in-season adjustments and improving. And so that there should be not only the current enjoyment of a four-game win streak, which we haven't seen since 2018, but then also the hopefulness that comes from some of the results that we're starting to see, not just the wins and losses aspect of it, but also the fact that we're seeing ways that they've improved the run game on offense, the run defense, taking the rock away. And those are things that should indicate this is a coaching staff that can make the necessary adjustments to get this thing moving forward. And it puts me, I'm not there yet. I'm not here yet, but if this continues, if the wins continue, and of course, we're all going to be hopeful that Caleb becomes one of the best QBs in sport and shows it consistently. But beyond the Caleb over everything, I think there will come a point during the season if the Bears continue to win at a high level. And I had a call on the post-post show predict 7-2 looking at the next few games. I'm not in a position to presume that yet. But if that's the direction this heads, then Caleb over everything doesn't make as much sense as how can this 2025 version of the Bears maximize the playoff possibilities and the division possibilities that are there, whether or not Caleb looks elite as a passer. Again, we're not there yet, but there's a version of this that could head in that direction if they continue to win, whether or not he's playing and passing at a really high level.
Yeah, and that's important, and you're right. You should. Bears fans, everybody in this room, absolutely enjoy the experience. It's a blast in this town when the Bears are winning. And they have won four in a row, but you should also be greedy because you know where the letdowns have been. And here's the thing. Here's the thing, Big Ant. My opinion on Caleb Williams, unlike Justin Fields, for Justin Fields, it got to a point for me where I was like, I don't think that this is fixable. I don't see this getting better. With Caleb Williams, with the problems that he has had, and one of the things that he's talked about is his struggling to throw on the run. Just one example. Those are fixable things. Accuracy, which he had in college, I believe that that is a fixable thing. So one of my thesis statements, other than I want to see him get better, is that I think these things are fixable with Caleb Williams, and he could still be a really good, maybe even a great quarterback. Do you agree?
I do. And to Caleb specifically, yesterday's game to me was the first time I left my evaluation of the game and said that Caleb played greedy. That was the word as I'm taking notes throughout the game and just sort of evaluating how he operated throughout. It was the game where, to me, for the most part, it looked more like the college version of Caleb than we'd seen at any point this season, and even comparison with some of the games last year. Caleb seemed to be, you know, operating from a perspective of like being the big game hunter, looking for that moment to pass up on checkdowns and scramble around looking for a chunk play or a touchdown opportunity, where it didn't necessarily seem like that's what the coverage indicated or that's what the moment in the game situation indicated he should be going for. And what encourages me is that we're six games into the season, and through my lens, it's the first time we've seen Caleb go to that mode. He certainly has been there more frequently at other points in his football development. So I find that to be an encouraging thing, and to your point, Groats, a very fixable thing, because there have been five examples prior to this where I don't think we've seen Caleb sort of scramble around and evacuate the pocket as frequently as we did yesterday. Now, he's got a new left tackle. And frankly, his left tackle still hasn't blocked Chase Young in pass protection. Like, Theo Benedict had a rough day in pass pro. But a lot of people struggle against a healthy Chase Young in pass protection. So is that a factor? Just, you know, a new left tackle, is he getting more comfortable with that? There were the QB center exchange issues. Spencer Rattler on the opposing sideline, his old, you know, teammate, he took his job. They apparently don't get along that great. I don't know what that was or where it came from, but that was, to me, the first time I watched Caleb play this season. And so, all right, he's trying to do too much. I think the first five games of this year, we saw a version of Caleb that was at least trying to stay within the confines of the play design and then was decisive. Decisive as a passer, and if it wasn't there, he was decisive as a runner. We saw the least decisive version of Caleb yesterday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So we had several texts on this subject specifically. One of them, 508, Caleb's biggest flaw is he's enamored with the explosive play. If when taking the lesser open completion comes second nature, then he will become elite. That was from Dave in Albuquerque. Look, I agree with that sentiment. And I think, as you said, we haven't seen it yet. But here's what's the beautiful part about this. Ben Johnson, I don't know if you heard him at halftime in his halftime interview, talked about the fact that the passing game was not good. It had not been good up to that point. And obviously, we saw what happened in the second half. Ben Johnson's ability to reel this in, I think this is what's going to be the difference in Caleb's development compared to maybe if somebody else was the head coach.
And Caleb even said himself post-game that these are the types of games, I don't know if he said the term necessary, but he indicated that that result from yesterday will be beneficial, will be positive, will be used as fuel to learn from and grow from. And it feels to me like very early, you know, a season and not even a half yet into his time in the NFL, we've seen evidence that Caleb is willing to learn and grow from circumstances like that. And it's great to be able to learn and grow from victory, from a position of strength, essentially being at 4-2, having won the last four games. And I think that for Caleb himself to be able to go back to that film with JT Barrett, with Ben Johnson, and see things that he had already been doing earlier in the season, to take the check down, to take your profit, to keep the offense in rhythm and on time, it's not like we haven't seen him being capable of that before. And from my estimation, because there's so much volume to the Ben Johnson offense and playbook, this version of Caleb and others, like Drew Dahlman, really looks like he's thinking a lot to me too. Mm-hmm. Caleb's not the only one who a lot of this is so new to, and the detail and minutia that's necessary to execute this at a high level. Ben Johnson keeps telling us over and over again, we're going to be the best version of ourselves in December and January. So, you know, month and a half from now, the best teams in the sport are going to be playing their best football once they get to that point in the season. And once we get to the point where Caleb is thinking less and just in rhythm and fluidly reacting more, that's where the accuracy should return to the point Gross was making a moment ago. To me, a quarterback who's thinking is where the accuracy diminishes a bit, because you're not playing and feeling free. You're reacting more. And Caleb has still made a bunch of plays this season and been very productive in those first five games, while still obviously having to think his way through so much of this as he continues to consume Ben Johnson's offense.
And nobody is more aware of all that, seemingly. Like I said, I think a light went on for Caleb Williams than Caleb Williams offering to us some of the flaws. And again, I'm going to read these two like small quotes from Caleb saying, if we get this figured out on my side, we'll be putting up a lot of points. It will be dangerous. Another one, once we figure it out, it's going to be real devastating for the other side. So he gets it. And this segment with Anthony Herron is sponsored by Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. His best friend the last couple of weeks on this roster has been DeAndre Swift, and moreover, Ben Johnson, because you got to give him a lot of credit for what has gone on with DeAndre DeAndre Swift, back-to-back 100-yard games. And, oh, hey, there's Kyle Manungai as well with 13 carries and 81 yards. What did you think about the running game and what the Bears have been doing specifically to open things up?
It's really gratifying to see that that version of Ben Johnson, what we thought was there, what we had seen in Detroit, what I was so encouraged by in the Bears hiring him and him calling the offense is that he seemed to be one of the play callers in the sport that got it. And I've had so much frustration in the years of covering the Bears in this town to see so many play callers view success through the lens of how the quarterback can beat the defense with his arm. What can we do to win the game from the pocket? And it's not like the Bears have been, you know, drafting these big statues at quarterback, but whether it was Mitchell Trubisky or Justin Fields, frequently those quarterbacks were put in position just to try and carve the defense up from the pocket. So Ben Johnson was proposed to be different because he would have balance, run to pass, the pocket would move, taking pressure off his QB and his O-line, and that's precisely who he's been so far in his time as Bears head coach and offensive play caller. And what really impresses me coming out of the bye week the last couple of games here is that not only is there the personnel adjustment, getting Theo Benedict into the lineup has definitively been beneficial to the run game with the force that he applies, the aggression that he plays the game with. It gets him in some trouble here and there where his pad level is so good, where he hugs his head into the offensive guard and to the interior defensive line, and he's able to wash the pile. He's able to get backdoored on that sometimes as well from some of the crafty moves and front seven defenders. Those are the types of things that Theo Bennett did as he plays more football, will continue to grow and mature from, hopefully. But the run game has enhanced also schematically. Like, look at yesterday's game. One of the things the Bears ended up doing where they have some gap scheme in their run game, they've got some zone scheme in their run game, meaning sometimes you get angle blocks and pullers, sometimes you get the O-line working in unison. Yesterday, as opposed to going like a wide stretch zone, you saw where DeAndre Swift, the Bears offensively went to almost like a mid-zone kind of look where the O-line still moves laterally in unison, but it's with more of a surge toward the defense. And in doing that, because Chase Young was so effectively flying up the field into the Bears' backfield, they ended up utilizing that against the Saints, where some of those cutback lanes that were there for DeAndre Swift were just inside of Chase Young, where he starts and presses the hole for a moment, cuts it back against the grain right inside of Chase Young as he's flying up the field because he's in pass rush mode so frequently. And when he's got to be a run defender, he doesn't always chase the ball with urgency trying to put his body on the line for it. That's just kind of where Chase Young is at this point in his career. The Bears' run game capitalized on that. So they were moving the point of attack with some duo and some combo schemes and power. You get a little double on the front side and puller coming from back. But also that zone scheme, DeAndre Swift did a more effective job, and Kyle Manungai did this a lot. You know, he did it at Rutgers as well, but he's accustomed to having that slasher mentality where he's pretty much a one-cut back and then looks for those opportunities to get north and south. And Swift has really, you can tell Eric Bieniemy's putting the work in to make sure he recognizes you can just run through the smoke. Even if the hole doesn't immediately declare itself as you approach the line of scrimmage, just trust it. Give it time, and it'll appear almost like the reason I use that term is something like Days of Thunder. Remember the Days of Thunder where Tom Cruise is behind the wheel and it's all smoky and he's recovering from the car crash and he's not sure if he can drive through. And then who was it? Robert Duvall is just in his ear to you. Just trust it, Cole. I'm here with you, Cole. Just trust it. And Cole drives through the smoke and then there he is and he feels free. That's pretty much where DeAndre Swift is now.
I haven't seen Days of Thunder, so I don't
at
understand.
All? Ever?
No, no.
Oh,
ever?
Okay, Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford stars in Days of Thunder, actually, not Robert Duvall. So now you'll see.
Wait a minute. Harrison Ford is in Days of Thunder?
I see what you're doing now, Ant.
Yeah. Race your car, for crying out loud. Stop going at ovals. You are listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. We have so much more with Anthony Herron, including movie clips that we'll share with Anthony. Right. But no, really, we do need to celebrate some of the things, because I know some people do want a celebration today. So we will celebrate some of the occurrences.
You're going to be drag kicking and screaming into the fun zone.
No, we are celebrating that Bears defense because things are happening.
We got victory chicken coming.
We do have victory chicken coming. And we got a Bears defense to celebrate next with
with Anthony Herron. This is Raheemy Harris and Grody. You are listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.